candidate for state representative in Eaton County's 71st District. Andrea, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Tony, and thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate your time. When it was announced that you were running, okay, we look at stuff like that. We want candidates on so our audience could hear from them and hear what they're about. But also in your announcement, it was revealed that John Smoltz is going to host an upcoming campaign event. Of course, John Smoltz, the pitching great, who's about to have his number retired by the Atlanta Braves. He may make the Hall of Fame. He, of course, is the great baseball and basketball player at Lansing Waverly, who was traded or who played for the Detroit Tigers before he was traded to Atlanta. Tell us about your family's relationship with John Smoltz.
Well, Johnny is the childhood best friend of my husband. They grew up together and have remained very close friends. And, you know, it was only a couple months after my husband and I began dating that we were introduced. So I've known Johnny almost as long as I've known my husband.
And so when you decided to run, did you tell John? How did all this come about that he was going to support you?
Well, yeah, we obviously shared with him my interest in seeking elected office and just couldn't be more thrilled to have his support. You know, he grew up here. He's a hometown hero who's deeply respected as a professional athlete, a strong family man, and just a person of outstanding character. So it's really been an honor for him to have him come home and to host this event on my behalf and want to help out in that way.
Why are you running for state representative?
You know, I've worked in the legislature for a number of years and care deeply about good government. I've been real involved in the community. I'm on the Planning Commission, involved in the Kiwanis, and very active with a number of charities throughout the community. And I just believe the people deserve better representation, and the people really need a voice. And I believe I can make a difference, really kind of end the partisanship. I think people are tired of the partisanship that's taking place in Lansing, and kind of put an end to that and just be a voice for the people and provide effective and responsive government.
And what do you think your biggest challenge will be?
I don't know if I see any challenges. I think there are huge opportunities out there. I've spent the last couple months talking to voters, to community leaders, and it's clear there's a lot of frustration and disappointment in the representation they're receiving in Lansing. And I think the challenge may be to inspire people that good government is something that they can seek for and strive for, and I offer that opportunity. And I'm just thrilled talking to people and hearing about the excitement when I talk about the issues and where I'm at and the support that's generating. It's very humbling and exciting at the same time.
Should Lansing have a casino?
Yeah, it's an interesting proposal. I give the mayor a lot of credit for trying to be innovative in bringing revenue and resources and interest, to drawing interest to the city and using that as a mechanism to really strengthen the community, strengthen the schools. And I give them a lot of credit. I think that's something that the people need to decide, and you know, that's early in the discussions, and I think there needs to be a great deal more consideration about that proposal.
So do you support it, you don't support it, or you're still trying to figure that out?
I am still looking at that as well. I don't think I've taken a hard position. There are a lot of gambling opportunities throughout the state, and you know, I think, again, that's something that's very important for the community to decide, not necessarily just for leadership to make that decision on behalf of the community.
So do you think this issue should have been put before the voters?
Well, there is an issue coming, you know, being proposed for the ballot to consider various opportunities, and I think it's important. I think with every decision that elected officials make, that they need to make sure they're representing the interests of the people who elected them to office. So I don't think there's any decision that should be made without strong consideration of what the people's desires are.
Should the state of Michigan be a right-to-work state?
That's another very interesting issue. There's a lot of discussion. I think, as a small business owner, I have a great deal of appreciation and value for the hardworking and talented people we have. And I think there is a lot that we can do to work together. As a business owner, I know we are only as strong and successful as our employees, and it's important to treat them well, and obviously we expect a great deal from the people that work for our business, and we treat them well as in return, and I think it's important to really work together. I think trying to attack and undermine one side or the other is not effective. We need to be working together to make this state great, and we have to support our job providers, and hardworking people need jobs to go to, and that I think there can be collaboration, and workers and businesses can really come together.
So does that mean yes or no? You support it or you don't support it?
I don't know if that's something that we need to pursue. I think there are ways that we can work together without necessarily going in that direction.
All right. You see how we're getting you ready here for the campaign.
Because
these questions will come up. Final question for you. I got about 45 seconds left. Should there be a bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
I think that it is critical that the state is making sure that we have the infrastructure we need to support commerce. Michigan is the leading trade partner with Canada, and it is critical that we have that infrastructure to support that trade, that growth and trade is projected to continue, and so I think that's critical. We do have one key crossing down in Detroit.
All right, Andrea, we will be talking again to talk about your campaign run. We've got to hit a hard news break. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.